You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified. All you have to do is pick your favorite player over and unders to cash in. Head over to prizepicks.com and use promo code SGP for a 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football leagues and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Welcome everyone to the PropCast NBA Monday Night Player Props Edition, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Monday, December 6th, 12:46 on the East Coast. And joining me as usual on Mondays to break down the NBA player props, the man, the prop master on the West Coast from the mean streets of LA, Jong Lee, the prop master. Jong, how you feeling this Monday morning, bud?
Not too shabby, man. Coming off a 2 out of 3 prop performance last week. So that ended the month. So now going into today, you know, hopefully we continue, you know.
Yeah,
good month, you know.
Yeah, 10-game schedule tonight in the NBA. Just finished recording the NBA gambling pod with Terrell. A lot of great nuggets in there. So definitely look out for the NBA gambling podcast dropping very, very soon. And as well, to follow right after will be this prop cast with Jong. Jong, like you said, I think we both went, 4 out of 6 last week to finish out the Monday or November schedule, November month. Hopefully we can carry that into the first Monday of December here. So how did your betting go this weekend, man? I know you were busy in the fights channel this weekend. Well, we had some boxing and some UFC going on. How'd y'all do?
Absolutely. It was Dog City in the UFC on Saturday. The main event for Friday's Bellator, kind of like the minor leagues of UFC on Friday. There was a big cash there on the main event where the champion was actually the dog.
Wow.
And so it was a lucky, you know, spinning back fist punch that landed me the win there, +155. So I did well there. UFC, the main event was good. The last fight was a bummer since I did lose that one. So not too shabby. Sunday NFL, I'm not too heavy. It's NFL season at this point in time, it's been kind of lame. I'm ready for the playoffs to start in January. You know, it's bowl season really for me for the month of December. So I did cash your over 27 and a half longest receiving yard, Justin Jefferson, 48 yards. Come on now.
He had I think it was 34. He had already cashed a 34 or the over 27 and a half with a, I think a 34 yard reception. Like, I think it was like in the first quarter, but I think it was like third quarter where he had like a 48 yard bomb that just to put some icing over it. But I needed that 48 because I also took Kirk Cousins' longest reception over 39 and a half. So, yeah, I mean, I've been harping on this on the NFL player props. If you haven't checked out that show or that episode with myself, Rod, and then with Dan and then Scott for the Sunday game, definitely check it out. We're putting out some great NFL player props for the football season. But yeah, man, Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb, those two guys have been absolutely cashing as long for longest reception for me throughout this season. But NBA, it's been pretty good. Had a pretty good week last week. Took it a little bit on the chin on the article that I posted on the website on Saturday. I felt good about that card, but unfortunately, it went 0-3. So hopefully you and I can bounce back here today for the Monday schedule. John, let's take one break here. We'll come back. We'll get into our player props for the Monday night schedule. College football championship weekend is behind us, but bowl season is almost upon us, and there's no need to exhaust yourself searching all over the internet for tickets to see your favorite team play in their bowl game this winter. Because TickPick, that's TickPick, is the original no-fee ticket site and the only one you'll ever need as your go-to for all tickets for NCAA football, NFL, concerts, NBA, and more. TickPick got rid of all those awful service fees that the other ticket sites charge, which lets them guarantee the best prices on all of their college football tickets. Don't believe it? If you can find better prices for the same seats on another ticket site, TickPick will give you 110% of the difference in the purchase price. Visit TickPick today at TickPick.com/SGP. That's TickPick.com/SGP. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. New users can bet $1 and win $100 on any sport. Plus, you can get up to $1,500 as a free bet on WynnBET if you make your first deposit of $20 or more. Whatever your first wager is, WynnBET will match it up to 200%. If you bet $100, you'll get a $200 free bet. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is an easy way to play daily fantasy. It's daily fantasy simplified. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over and under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Use promo code SGP and receive a 100% deposit match up to $100. It's just you versus the projected numbers. PrizePicks has a ton of stats to choose from, including yards, receptions, touchdowns, fantasy points, and more. PrizePicks allows mixed entries, so you can take the over on LeBron's points, combine it with the under on Patrick Mahomes' yardage in the same entry. PrizePicks offers every sport you can think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. PrizePicks has an award-winning, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play Store. PrizePicks is 4.8 star rated in the App Store with rave reviews. PrizePicks can be made in entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's really that easy, guys. PrizePicks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. PrizePicks.com, promo code SGP. Check it out for yourself, guys. It's really fun to use. I use it on the daily for NBA and NFL. PrizePicks.com, promo code SGP for that 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. If you're not using PropSwap, then you're missing out. PropSwap is America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. You can find the best odds in the country because you're buying directly from other bettors. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Sellers across the country list their sports bets for sale and thousands of buyers use PropSwap every day to find the best odds on futures, props, and parlays. The average PropSwapper makes $500 a month just buying and selling sports bets on PropSwap. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, coming off of the break, let's get into it, John. I will give you the floor first here, sir. Give me your first player prop for the NBA action tonight.
Come on, man. What are we doing leaving money on the table, man? DeJounte Murray, over 15 and a half assists and rebounds. I'm going back to the well. This is minus 104, almost even odds. This has been a blind bet for me every single effing game, bro. DeJounte Murray averages 16.8 assists and rebounds for the season. Mm-hmm. In his last six games, he's hit on this number. And in those six games, he's averaging 19 assist rebounds. Who's going to stop them? Cliff Paul tonight? Cliff Paul? And all this with Jakob Poeltl? DeJounte Murray is my Jeremy Grant of last year, bro.
Yeah.
And so I'm not fading him. On top of the fact that against this team 2 weeks ago, DeJounte Murray had a triple-double.
Yep.
18 points, 11 assists, 10 boards. So, yes, give me DeJounte Murray over on his assist, over 15.5 assists and rebounds. Let's effing go.
Yeah, so far, like you mentioned, I was going to mention that Phoenix game that's where he dropped that triple-double, 18, 10, and 11 against his same Phoenix Suns team in San Antonio. And then over his last 10 games, he's averaging 9.3 rebounds and 8.3 assists for the San Antonio Spurs. And in 11 road games so far this season, 8.5 rebounds and 8 assists. So you're getting a little bit of edge there at 15.5, where he's averaging about 16.5 on the road. But yeah, I mean, DeJounte Murray, I think this guy, Scott and I were talking about this on the prop cast last week on the NBA one where I had him on, is that DeJounte Murray might be some value there to bet on him for most improved player of the year. I know, I think John Morant and, it was John Morant, and there's one more player that were leading the co-favorites in that category. Yeah, Miles Bridges was the other one. And now DeJounte Murray down to 9-1. But yeah, like you said, John, this guy has been the, I guess he's been a darling for the NBA Slack channel, like we had Jeremy Grant last season. So I definitely will sign on that. Never going to fade DeJounte Murray rebounds and assist props for him, especially where he has an advantage.
I'm loving tonight. The odds, bro.
Oh yeah, -105.
-104. I'm loving that odds. You know what I mean? It's two levels. I like it. I like it at the 15.5 number and at the posted odds of -104 if you can find it still, you know?
So yeah, I agree, man. Never gonna fade DeJounte Murray here. So let's move over to my first player prop for tonight. And that's gonna be Joel Embiid. I'm gonna take the over on his rebounds at 13.5. You know, we've usually seen Joel Embiid's rebounding numbers posted around 10.5, 11.5. But I think this is going to be a game where he's going to get up to 15, 16, 17. And the Sixers are playing the Hornets tonight, who are on a back-to-back situation. They're going to be without four key guys who are out with health and safety protocols that tested positive for COVID, which one of them is their starting center, Mason Plumlee. And over the last 7 days or in seven games, the Hornets are allowing 18.9 rebounds per game to that center position. And I think last night was a prime example of not having Mason Plumlee in the lineup on what it does for opponent reboundings. They played the Hawks last night, and both John Collins and Clint Capella grabbed 12 and 14 respectively. So those two guys combined grabbed 26 rebounds, and it wasn't, and you would think that there were that many rebounds in that game because it was a bad shooting night. No, if you look at the final score, 130 to 127. obviously, yeah, there was a lot more positions and or possessions and rebounds up for grabs. But if we see the same, not maybe the same pace as last night, but if we're able to see that they're not able to defend the center position, especially a guy like Joel Embiid, I think he should have a big night grabbing rebounds tonight against the front court of the Hornets. So I'm taking Joel Embiid over 13 and a half boards tonight, John.
I love that you're targeting this game, man. I looked at this game as a whole. I didn't look at the Embiid props, which I should have, but I was actually looking at it from, you know, just the aspect of, you know, LaMelo, Rozier, Plumlee, Jalen McDaniels all out with COVID. So I was looking at it from, who's going to step up to score the points. But you make solid points in terms of the other side, in terms of from a rebound perspective, from a rebound lens. Absolutely, man. If your starting center Plumlee is going out, who's going to guard Embiid?
Yeah.
PJ Washington?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't think that they don't have the body right now to guard Joel Embiid right now. So I think that he should have a good rebound night tonight for these Philadelphia 76ers. Let's move over to your next prop. John, what do you got?
I'm actually going to go with Cole Anthony over 5.5 assists at plus 112.
Okay.
So I love Cole Anthony since coming back. He's been kind of a complete player from the sense of he's scoring points. He's been scoring, 10 for 20, 10 for 21. So almost 48-49% from the game. But really, if you look at his assists, he's been, you know, since his two games back, he's averaged 7 assists in both games. But if you look at the last 4 games before he got his ankle injury and kind of sat out a couple games, he was logging in 8 assists, 11, 7, 9. So the 5.5 assist and you're getting plus 112 odds, that's a shot worth taking. And that's a low enough number where if you look at this makeup of this team, it's really Cole Anthony and surprisingly Franz Wagner who are going to be the ones that are going to be dishing the dimes here. So 5.5, I'm hoping we can lock this in early or cash this early, but I like the aspect. Now they are going against a stingy Golden State defense or Warriors defense tonight.
Yeah.
But Cole's been balling. I'm going to kind of ride the hot hand, so to speak. I was looking at it from the points angle, but 19.5, I'm not sure what the 16 point, what is it, the 16 point spread almost here today?
Yeah. I'm currently seeing a 16 for Golden State tonight against the Magic. Yeah. But I we talked about it on the NBA gambling pod. I think that both Terrell and I agree that they can keep it within this 16 number. I think they should cover that tonight.
Right. And that does kind of scare me, so to speak, which is what I was kind of getting at. However, that I did stray away from the points and stick with the assist. And the fact that I'm getting 5.5 assist number at plus 112, which gets me more confident that, you know, okay, I'm willing to lay the cash on this. So yeah, give me 5.5 assist over Cole Anthony.
I had Cole Anthony as my best bet on points, rebounds, and assists on the Friday show with Will, and he absolutely balled out against the Houston Rockets on that Friday night game. So you're targeting 2 point guards here so far. Cole Anthony is really the catalyst right now for the Orlando Magic, especially with Jalen Suggs being out. So you're going to see, you know, Cole Anthony playing a lot more minutes, not having that point guard, you know, to take on the duties when Cole Anthony is resting. So, you know, if you kind of just take a look at, like you just went through his game log for Cole Anthony prior to that injury. Yeah. Like you mentioned, he was getting it done. Absolutely. For the Orlando Magic, but since coming back, it almost seems like he's doing even better. Is Cole Anthony? He's again logging the minutes, also, right? 36, 37 in the last two games, 32, 36, 36, 34. I don't need to go down the whole list, but like you mentioned, what, 5-6 straight games here, he's gone over this number. So I think that again, at plus odds for Cole Anthony, he should be able to get that done tonight against the stingy defense of the Orlando of the Golden State Warriors. I think the one thing also, just kind of wrap this one up, Jong, I think that the Magic should have some advantage inside tonight with Wendell Carter Jr. and Mo Bamba, that if he's able to get some lobs to them, because they really don't have a bad body that can really contend those two guys. I mean, they have Kevon Looney, but I don't think that Kevon Looney can keep up with both of those guys for the game tonight. So definitely going to be watching this game tonight. We have a pick in that game by plus 16 from the pod, and then also your player prop for Cole Anthony. For my next one, I am going to go over to that Miami Heat and the Memphis Grizzlies game, and I'm taking Duncan Robinson over 2.5 3-point shots made. Like, Miami Heat are facing one of the worst defending three-point shooting, or sorry, the worst defending three-point team this season in the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, I know they've improved over the last five games here, but the Grizzlies on the season so far ranked number 30 in three-point percentage allowed from beyond the arc at 38%. And they are also number 29 in the entire league out of 30 teams that are allowing their opponents to make 14 three-point shots per game. In one matchup this season against the Grizzlies, Robinson knocked down 5 threes on 10 attempts. And over the last two games, Robinson is 7 of 14 from three-point land, where he did go over 2.5 three-point shots in both of those games. Prior to those two games, I know he had a rough patch, but again, all shooters go through that rough stretch shooting the basketball. I think that he's going to be able to, you know, take care of business again tonight against this Memphis Grizzlies team, especially if Jimmy Butler and, again, both Bam Adebayo is out for 2 to 3 weeks with that injury. So I think that offensive load for both Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero falls on their shoulders a little more here. So expect Duncan Robinson to have a big shooting night against the Memphis Grizzlies. And I don't see a problem for him to make at least 3 threes tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies, where, like I said, he's done it once before this season against the Memphis Grizzlies, and he's done it over his last two games. So give me Duncan Robinson over 2.5 3-point shots made.
You know, I love players that kind of know their lane, know their role. Duncan Robinson is that kind of player. I love this game. From the standpoint, you know, little spoiler, that's going to be part of my other third player prop bet that's in this game as well. But yeah, no, Duncan Robinson with Bama Adebayo out, that's key, right? Now, if you're going to score some points, if you're going to have a little catalyst, who's your guy? It's going to be Duncan Robinson, right? So yeah. I do believe 3 is almost at a discount here. So yeah, give me that. Give me that number. Duncan Robinson all day, all game.
Yeah, I think that, you know, he should have a great shooting night tonight. So definitely, hopefully he knocks that one out early so we don't have to sweat it at the end of the game. John, let's get to your last player prop here, bud. What do you got?
So I am actually, you know, like I said, going to stay in that game. I'm going to go with Tyus Jones over 6.5 assists, minus 102. So practically even odds. One of the best assists, one of the most fun assists lately has been with Tyus Jones. Been crushing it since Ja's been out.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at his last four games since Ja's been out, you know, he's averaged, you know, 7.5 assists a game. But he's really only, you know, he hasn't hit that over 6.5 in one game, but his three other games when he was handling, you know, the ball at when Ja ran out, he, you know, covered it 3 out of 4 times. So yeah. I love it, you know, especially against the Thunder when, you know, when they won by what, 73 points, right? Yeah. that one game.
Yeah.
He still only played 21 minutes and logged 9 assists. So
yeah,
I love Tyus Jones in this matchup. So yeah, give me Tyus Jones over 6.5 assists, minus 102.
Yeah, I think that this is something, another point that I kind of want to point out is that Terrell and I had talked about fading point guards points to go under for teams that are facing Miami that night. But I think that if you kind of take a look at what Miami's done against the point guard position as far as assists, they're allowing 10 assists per game over the last 7 days here to that point guard position. And again, Tyus Jones has stepped up into that starting lineup, like you said, Jong, that he's gone over this number in three out of the last four games. I think that's going to continue tonight also against Miami. He's not going to score the points, but he's going to have to really lead that offense and dish out these assists to their shooters, whether it's Desmond Bain, whether it's Dylan Brooks, or getting it to Triple J. So I like that. Over 6.5, you said, is a number, John?
Yes, over 6.5, -102.
Yeah, let's get that tonight with Tyus Jones. For my last one, I've been kind of holding out on this player, and I just because he is a rookie, and I've been wanting to see how he performs. And I'm going to go with Josh Giddey tonight, over 12.5 assist and rebounds combined against the Detroit Pistons. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be out for this game for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And if I look at, and it's a very small sample, and there's not much that we can go off of with Josh Giddey, but in two games without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander this season, Josh Giddey has, in both of those games, has 7 rebounds each and 8 assists in each of those games. And that's a combination total of 15. In road games so far this season, for Josh Giddey, he's averaging, give me one second here. I just had it in front of me, just disappeared. On the road this season in 11 games, in 10 games, I'm sorry, 7.3 rebounds and 5.9 rebounds. So that's around 13.2, which doesn't give us much of an edge there. But I really like the fact that if you kind of look at his game log over his past couple games here, against Houston, he only got 12, but against Utah, 15, against the Atlanta Hawks, 15. And like I said, those two games without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's kind of the guy that's, you know, rebounding the basketball and distributing and kind of taking on that point guard role. So I'm going to go with Josh Giddey tonight, over 12.5 rebounds and assists combined against the Detroit Pistons. John.
Definitely wasn't in my radar, but like you said, it was on your radar for a bit, and you're pulling the trigger here, so to speak. Yeah, no, I'm curious to see how you know, he's practically a what? He's from Australia, right?
Yeah, Josh from Giddey. Australia. And shout out to one of our guys that one of our fans and listeners. He's from Australia and always DMing me on Twitter, which my DMs are always open. We always have some conversations about player props and things like that. And he's really told me to, hey, look out for Josh Giddey. So I think that was the right time for me to pull the plug on Josh Giddey.
Yeah, no, I don't have too much of too much knowledge on him, especially with the OKC, you know, kind of not being so hot lately. But yeah, I'm curious to see how he does, you know, especially since, you know, he been here, so to speak. But like I said, I haven't, you know, been caught up with him too much. So yeah, let's see what he does today.
Yeah, especially I'd like this because Shai's not playing, so I think that gives him a lot more opportunity to be the player that, you know, the OKC drafted him to be. So against the Pistons tonight, I do like him to kind of show out here tonight. So that'll bring us to the end of our player props. John, let's get into our best bets for tonight, and then we'll wrap it up with best bites as usual. So give you the floor here first, sir. Best bet for tonight. What do you got?
Even though I had DeJounte Murray last week, he wasn't my best bet, but this week he will be my best bet here today. Over 15.5 assists and rebounds, -104. Had a triple double against the same team. It's not going to stop. You know, let's go, DeJounte Murray.
Yeah, I can't argue against DeJounte Murray, man. The darling so far this season for the NBA Gambling Podcast Slack channel. I'm sorry, for the SGPN Slack channel. So, good time to mention that if you're not in the Slack channel, get in there, sg.pn/Slack. A lot of fun with all the different channels in our Slack channel. For my best bet, man, I think I got to go with Josh Giddey tonight, man. The one I just mentioned. Again, I like
love it.
Yeah, I like the numbers that he has without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's on the road, so he's going to have to be the guy as far as distributing and rebounding the basketball for the OKC Thunder tonight. Of course, I don't think his books are paying attention to a market or a team like the OKC Thunder. So I think we're getting kind of a discount here with Josh Giddey at 12.5 rebounds and assist combined tonight for him. So that will be my best bet John, let's take one final break here. We'll hear from our sponsors, and we're going to get into best bites from Jong. So we'll be right back.
Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on matchups. You can cash out for gift cards when your bet hits and even help raise money for charity along the way. It's a brand new company looking to grow their early adopter community. It's a slick app and it's really fun to use. One of the reasons we love it is that they also offer prop betting. So if you're in a state that hasn't legalized gambling yet, you can get in on some prop bets on Better Fantasy. Plus, they have some added a really, really cool bonus, guys. If you can get your entire league to join Better Fantasy, they'll give the league a $150 gift card to get a sick-ass trophy from TrophySmack.com. The app is totally free to play. Download the app today for iPhone and Android. Check them out today at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BETTOR Fantasy.com/SGPN. Since when did sports betting become so rigid? Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches tossing bets around in a speakeasy. SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. SoBet is changing the game with their new product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account to see for yourself. Through their fully functioning and free web application, you can access a demo of their app, which will launch next fall. The app includes consensus lines from Vegas, a feed of what other people are betting on, and the ability to send friendly wagers to anyone you know via text, QR codes, and links, among other methods. No money is transacted on the app. It is purely competitive. Next time you're with your friends watching sports, turn the dial up a notch. Go to SoBet.io and see who can hit the most ridiculous bets. Users have the ability to place bets off Vegas odds or generate a bet by changing any metric they want as long as somebody is on the other side to accept. Let's get back to the roots of betting with SoBet. Go to SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN today to join the revolution. And guys, make sure to check out PrizePicks.com. It is really, really fun website and it's really great for betting on your favorite players, their stat projections to go over or under. Make sure to go to PrizePicks.com, get signed up today, and make sure to get that 100% deposit bonus by only using the promo code SGP. You're not going to get that 100% deposit bonus without using that promo code SGP. I highly recommend it to all my friends and listeners who have contacted me about this. Go to PrizePicks.com and use that promo code SGP. And finally, the SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today.
All right, coming off of the break, that was our best bets. Now, time to get to probably the most popular segment on all the pods I do. It's Best Bites with Jong. Jong, where are we going this week, sir?
This week, I want to take you to Albuquerque, New Mexico, bro.
Okay.
To a Mexican spot called El Modelo.
Okay.
This place has been, you know, open since 1929. So it's been around the block for a bit. You know what I mean? Now, first thing you notice when you're in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you go to this, you know, El Modelo spot that I'm about to tell you, the outside appearance, it looks like a factory, right? Okay. The building itself was a factory back in the day. But, you know, El Modelo itself is not a factory. They did take over this building. It's definitely a restaurant. And there's really not no tables inside it. So it's mainly carry out. But they do have some tables set up in the parking lot. But people, what they do is they just kind of open up their truck bed and kind of eat from there. And that's how they eat their El Modelo. When you step inside the restaurant, you know, first thing you're going to smell is fresh tortillas. You know, they make their own tortillas, so you know they're legit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Now, let's talk about the food. Couple things you got to know when you eat, you know, Mexican food in New Mexico. It's all about the chili. So you got your red chili and your green chili, but green chili is what steals the show. New Mexicans love their green chili. That's what I need you to know. It goes on every kind of food that you can think of. If you go to a pizza shop, there's going to be green chili toppings available. When you eat enchiladas, they're going to ask you, do you want red or green? If you're eating pasta or spaghetti, green chili is going to go on there too. So they even have green chili beer, for goodness sake, Munaf. Come on now, right? Green chili. So my point is, they love the green chili. And so it's not surprising. So whatever you food, you know, order food from El Modelo, it's going to come with that option, red or green. Here's a pro tip for you though, Munaf.
Yeah.
Whenever you order a food, and it doesn't have to be El Modelo, but any New Mexican food spot that has that Mexican food,
yeah,
you know, they're going to ask you, hey, do you want red or green?
Yeah.
And really, I want you to say the word Christmas. And when you say that, they're going to give you both the red and the green chili. Okay. So that's a little pro tip for you. Now, you know, finish by kind of talking about, you know, one food from this place that's really kind of like what, like I said, you know, green chili steals the show. This also steals the show. El Modelo, I recommend getting the stuff sopapillas.
Okay.
If you never had sopapillas in your life, basically it's puffed up fry bread. You know, puffed up, you know, bread. And they're eaten kind of like dessert. You just kind of put, you know, honey on top of this stuffed sopapilla.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get that sweet, you know, sopapilla taste in your mouth. But really, you know, I want to talk about the more savory side of the sopapillas. Now, remember, sopapillas are puffed up fry bread. Now, they got that hollow center. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine putting your choice of meat. You know, I'll just pick one. Chorizo.
Yeah.
You know, some cheese, some beans, lettuce, some green chili. Don't forget about that. Right, Munaf? Right?
Yes, sir.
So once you do that, now you got a stuffed sopapilla. Before it was a sopapilla is just, you know, a hollow center, stuffed, you know, puffed up fried bread. Now you got a stuffed sopapilla that I'm referring to right now. And that's the moneymaker in this place, man. Sopapillas, you know, you can argue that they're, you know, indigenous to kind of like the Spanish cultures of, you know, Central America or South America. But there seems to be some people in New Mexico that seem to think was invented by them also.
Yeah.
Either way, you know, I mean, you know, here's my point, right? Wherever it originates from, here's the bottom line. If you're ever in New Mexico, if you're ever in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you know, find yourself El Modelo, get, you know, find some time to go to El Modelo, give the stuffed sopapillas a shot, really give any of their food a shot. But I am highlighting the stuffed sopapillas. Eat that and thank me later. Let's effing go, bro.
There we go. If you're ever traveling through New Mexico, or Albuquerque and New Mexico are a great vacation spot. So make sure to check out, what was the name again, John?
El Modelo.
El Modelo. Like the there you go. Yeah, just like the beer. So if you're traveling through Texas or you're taking a vacation down in New Mexico, Albuquerque area, definitely check out El Modelo. Like John highlighted, down here in the South, we're all about that Mexican food, that Tex-Mex food. So definitely if I'm ever in Albuquerque, I will check out this place based off of John's recommendation. So there it is for that. Best bites for this week from John, El Modelo in Albuquerque, New Mexico. With that being said, guys, that will bring us to the end of the PropCast NBA edition for Monday night. John, thank you so much, as usual, for joining me. Let the people know where they can find you, man.
Find me on Twitter at NikeMVic7. But like I always say, find me on our Slack channel. I'll be there. Fights channel, crypto channel, food channel, I don't care. Find me there. Let's effing go.
Yes, sir. So if you have not joined the SGPN Slack channel, now is the best time to join us there. Again, like John said, sg.pn/slack. Get in there, join all the different channels that you want to get in, from fights, NBA, college football, college basketball, NFL, hockey, fights, soccer, fat guy food channel, fat guy movie aisle channel. We're doing it all over at SGPN. So make sure to come join the conversation. with the guys and all the DGens in there. Some great conversations that happened. Just the rule is don't be a douchebag or you will get the boot. So that being said, Jong, again, thank you so much for joining me. We will be back next week with Jong as usual. For more player props for the NBA, you can find me on Twitter at SportsNerd824. DMs are always open. Slowly creeping my way up to 1,000 followers. So come and give me a follow on Twitter. Also dropping NFL prop bets and things that are happening on the website for the sportsgamblingpodcast.com website there. So make sure to join us. Let's start the week off with a bang here. Let's break these books off. Until then, guys, let it ride.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.